You ever have one of those mornings that you really wish you could either do over or skip ahead to the next day? I cut myself shaving this morning, and there's something about that. I don't know, something about that being the first thing of the day, the first sort of that's such an early morning kind of ritual for a guy that it's almost as though you cut yourself shaving and it casts this shadow over the rest of the day. And I'm not being terribly serious, but to make it worse, I didn't cut myself on my neck, which is generally where you do. I actually cut my lower lip. And let me tell you, I shave in the shower because I tend to get a lot of irritation if I shave very often, so shaving in the shower sort of helps. And nicked just under my lip. And, you know, I felt it and didn't think that much of it until I looked in the mirror. And you would have thought that I had nicked an artery just gushing out. I mean, not to be grotesque or anything, but it was kind of funny at the same time. I tweeted this morning that I cut myself shaving and then I look like John McClane from Die Hard, you know, Bruce Willis. Just this sort of... I look like I've been smacked in the mouth. Did see one little interesting tidbit on the news a little bit earlier. I'm fascinated by nanotechnology and the direction that we seem to be heading in terms of making, like, nanomaterials, you know, engineering materials from the molecule up. And what was impressive is, a few months ago, if you follow science much at all, you probably heard of graphene, which is a form of carbon. Very similar to graphite, only it's basically one atom thick. So it's very, very thick carbon atoms. And what's kind of fascinating is it has all these fantastic properties to it. I mean, I won't go into all of it here, but... And it could really mean quite a bit when it comes to making... nano engineering materials. But it was always, my understanding was, is the creation of graphene. It was a little tricky to get it terribly precise, but there was some researchers at Rice University that came up with a really clever little trick where they, after laying down whatever the substrate is, it actually is going to create the graphene. They cover it in a layer of zinc, which apparently strips it off in, like, perfect layers. So they can essentially get... a single layer of graphene atoms very efficiently. Really, really cool. Really smart and clever. I thought that was neat. Nanotechnology, of course, is one of the three pillars of what Ray Kurzweil calls the GNR revolution, which is genetics, nanotechnology, and robotics, which he believes is going to sort of shape the future of civilization. And he's right, really. I mean, those are the three vectors along which society and civilization is growing and changing. Even if we're not entirely, if everybody isn't entirely aware of it, those are the three vectors that everything is sort of orbiting around. And there's a lot made of political history, et cetera, et cetera. But when you really go back and examine history, history is about technology. Civilization is about technology. Much more than politics. Politics gets... what's the word? Politics kind of gets the glory. It gets in the history books. But the forces that are really shaping the world are entirely technological. You know, printing, reading, fire, those kinds of things. Now, you'll have... politicians that may use that to sort of their their benefit. And you know, countries and nations will certainly going to utilize these things differently and use them against people and use them for things and etc. But it's really about the technology, isn't it?